Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
In her early 30s, my mother was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. First diagnosed with bipolar 2 and later with bipolar 1. Growing up, it was common to see her in elated states of hypomania, pouring herself over multiple tasks at a time, conquering everything and nothing all at once. Mania, on the other hand, brought extreme paranoia. One day I came home from school and she was pacing from the kitchen to the living room, expressing her immense frustration with my father who, according to her, had placed listening devices throughout the apartment so that he could hear our conversations. I was diagnosed with bipolar 1 disorder in my late 20s. Like my mother, hypomania brings obsessive productivity. Mania brings paranoia and intense fear. Yet I sometimes question how much of it is genetically inherited and how much is learned or adopted behavior. At its peak, my disorder convinces me that someone has placed video surveillance equipment all over the house. One year, in a fit, I expressed to my husband that the poor chimney craft worker who serviced our wood stove had placed cameras all over our house while I was out, and that we needed to check every nook and cranny to get rid of them. Left unchecked, though, my delusions increase exponentially and lead me to believe that men are watching me through windows. Our little boy is 6 now, and though I try to keep my paranoia or fear to myself, I wonder how much of this he sees or hears. After we moved into our current house a couple of years ago, I caught him staring at the windows. Here, the windows are large and showcase the front lawn. Pacing the living room, he once asked if he was safe. This led to a conversation about mommy's big feelings. At times, I still see him pacing at the windows, and I can't help but question how much of this will become a generational ritual. At his age, it's hard to tell what typical childhood fear is and what might need behavioral intervention. Only time will tell, as well as some future therapist he'll inevitably need. For now, all I can do is be comforting and understanding. With a perspective, I'm Ashley Knowlton.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.